I'm Darren Pritchett at Four Winds Field with the South Bend Cubs. We'll take on the Lake County Captains tonight in game two of a three-game series. First pitch at 7:05. Our Jordan Automotive Group pregame show starts at 6:50. We have Sean Stiers back in our WSBT studios. And joining me in my luxurious broadcast location behind home plate here at Four Winds Field is South Bend Cubs hitting coach Jeremy Farrell. Spent 7 years in professional baseball as a player, now a part of the South Bend Cubs coaching staff. His dad, John, is the manager of the Boston Red Sox and comes from pretty much a baseball family. How long have you been playing this great game of baseball?
For as long as I can remember. Yeah. My earliest memory is probably mimicking my dad pitching on the television growing up, and then growing up going to the ballpark, whether it was in pro ball or college when he was coaching. My brothers and I, we grew up around the game and always coming to the ballpark, and something that we grew to love.
You know, as a youngster, were there guys that you were around when you went to the ballpark that maybe had an impact on you as a player? Did anybody kind of stand out, maybe threw the ball around with you or spent some time with you?
There were those guys for sure. I mean, specifically, I remember growing up being a Cal Ripken fan. Everyone was at that point that grew up in my era. But as I moved into high school, I got the chance to hang out around the Indians clubhouse and work in the clubhouse as a bat boy and that kind of stuff. And Omar Vizquel was there, and he happened to be rehabbing, and I was able to, you know, take throws from him at second base as he was coming back. So that's probably my fondest memory, being around, you know, one of the best infielders of all time.
Sean, go right ahead. Jump on in.
Sure. Jeremy, just kind of along the lines of being in the game and having a dad like that and being around it as much as you have, and now you're in coaching, do you think when you – sit there from the dugout, I mean, do you think you see the game differently than maybe a lot of other people would?
I don't know. I think so much about this is experiences. You know, I had experiences as a player, had experiences last year in my first year coaching, you know, in the AZL, you know, dealing with young players, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And then now as we move into the full season this year, there's different learning experiences and processes. So I think you're always learning. Certainly you can, you know, look back on experiences and things that you've had in the past, but I think as long as you have that kind of mindset, you're going to be fine.
Does Jeremy Farrell, South Bend Cubs hitting coach, is our guest. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, does it maybe give you a different level of patience, though, because you know how quickly the game of baseball can humble you?
No doubt. As a player who had his own struggles, you know, probably more often than, you know, the average player, you understand what guys are going through, and hopefully you can be there for not just swing mechanics, but also, you know, whether it's moral support or, you know, mental approach or just overall approach to the game.
Jeremy, I was just talking to you during the commercial break about you've got a roster full of players. Some guys are switch hitters. You have lefties, you have righties, you have guys with open stances, closed stances. As a hitting coach, is it difficult to take the basic principles of being a hitter, things you believe in, that the Cubs believe in, but also adapt to each player's comfort level?
Certainly. That's a daily challenge, and we're lucky to have two great leaders in Andy Haynes and Tom Byers as our hitting coordinators, and there's definitely a Chicago Cubs belief system, but it's not so overriding that it's making cookie-cutter players. So we're trying to take what they do well, the things that we believe in, and try and find the best middle ground.
Could you just kind of talk about that Cubs belief system that you just mentioned there? How would you explain it?
Basically, we're looking for you know, an aggressive approach, but within our strike zone. So we're hunting pitches. We want to attack the fastball. We want to take the game to the pitcher, rather than let the game be dictated to us. So the disciplined approach with the aggressive mentality is probably the foundation of it.
Jeremy Farrell, South Bend Cubs hitting coach, our guest on WSBT Radio. This is obviously my favorite game. Loved it as a player, love it as a broadcaster. Watch it even when I'm not at the ballpark calling one of your games. But the one thing that I guess as a fan and a former player that concerns me a little is just how much guys are striking out today compared to when we were a little younger. And I think back, I had Bill Buckner here in the booth a month or so ago when he was here at Four Winds Field, and the most he ever struck out in a year was 44. And that's almost unthinkable today. Has the approach changed? Is it okay to strike out now?
I think the game has changed a little bit. It was probably changing when I was still playing, you know, Guys are striking out a lot. I struck out a lot. Maybe it's that so much emphasis has been put on the home run, and it's the sexy thing, and there's a little bit of a trade-off there. If you're going to hit go deep, you know, you're probably going to swing and miss a little bit more. You know, all the dollars in the game, you know, the RBIs and home runs get people paid. And, you know, if that trade-off is really true, then there's going to be more swing and miss and more strikeouts.
And, Sean, let me just follow up with one thing. Just as a former player and someone in the Cubs organization, do you appreciate the way Anthony Rizzo approaches two strikes where he chokes up and just really tries to do everything possible to put the ball in play?
No question. He's a tough out. But at the same time, he picks his spots, and he knows his strengths, and you know he'll still go out and hit, you know, 30 home runs. So what he does is very special, and you know there's guys like him and Joey Votto who, you know, go to kind of the extreme with choking up, and the barrel control that they're able to get is pretty incredible.
That's something that Darren and I kind of talked about after I filled in for him a couple of weeks ago with you guys is two strikes. And I went through, and you guys seem to have a ton of two-strike hits in that series against Dayton a few weeks back. I mean, whether it's choking up or not, there are a lot of different two-strike adjustments that guys can make. Is that something you work on quite a bit, and why don't you think that more guys make those kind of two-strike adjustments?
Well, I think, for one, we have a lot of guys on this team who control the strike zone, and not only on this team but in the organization. So that's a credit to the front office and the scouts that are going out and finding these types of players. Our team here, we've done a good job. You know, Darren and I were talking, you know, number of two-out RBIs last night and last couple games. So to see guys able to put the ball in play with two strikes, it's an encouraging thing.
Jeremy, I want to ask you about someone specifically, Isaac Paredes, who is still a young guy in this game, only 18 years old, playing the Midwest League. Played a few games for us last year as a 17-year-old, which is just pretty remarkable. And you see some of the updated prospect lists, and you're starting to see Isaac show up in the Cubs' top 10 prospect list. How would you evaluate him as a player right now? And second part of the question is, how difficult is it for Isaac to be only 18, and you take a look at opposing rosters, he's facing guys 4, 5, 6 years older than him at times?
You know, we talk about it a lot, and we laugh about it in the dugout sometimes. The way that he is able to slow the game down, both offensively and defensively, is incredible for his age. Like you said, he's playing against much older competition, but you'll see defensively there'll be a ground ball to him where he gets rid of it right away, and you look, and it's because the runner is a step from the bag. So he knows when to take his time, when he needs to speed up. He can go the other way. He can hit behind the runner. He can do all the little things that you just don't expect out of an 18-year-old, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Jeremy, we're in that time of year where obviously a lot of trades are being made, and you guys had some guys get traded, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Is it tough when you see to work with some of these young guys and to really get them going and then see them get traded not too long afterward?
Sure, there's an emotional investment there, but at the same time, while you're working with a kid, you learn to want the best for him. And if that's going somewhere else and having the opportunity to play in the big leagues, then you know, you're going to be a lifelong fan. Dylan Cease was here for a while, made a big impact on everybody, and he's a guy that you'll follow for the rest of his career and pull for him because such a great guy, such a good guy in the clubhouse, and a phenomenal talent.
I want to ask you about left fielder Kevontae Mitchell. Now, I'm not a hitting instructor or anything, but I feel like he's come a long way in pitch selection since the start of the year. And you look at the stats right now, he has reached base safely in 25 of his last 28 games, and during that stretch, almost hitting 300 with 14 walks. And this is a kid taken out of high school in 2014, so still a guy that is growing. Your evaluation of Kevontae right now?
Kevontae's really finding out who he is as a player. His challenge at the beginning of the year was to be more aggressive, to let his natural ability show, and he showed that early on, hitting some monstrous home runs. And then from there, he's been probably in the last 3 weeks, he's really become a much better overall hitter. Like you said, pitch selection with two strikes, he's willing to go the other way. He's not just looking to go up and hit the 500-foot home run, but he still knows that it's in there.
Jeremy, you played your college ball at Virginia, and of course the head coach there is Brian O'Connor. He's a guy who is an assistant coach here at Notre Dame. I got a chance to work with him for a few years before he went there. What about him? That Virginia program was basically nothing for a long time before he got there. What about him do you think has been able to build that program and turn it into a perennial winner?
You can't say enough about Coach O'Connor and what he's brought to Virginia. I was lucky enough to be part of his second recruiting class, I believe it was. And what they've done since that has been incredible, as you've seen. But, you know, the intensity, the attention to detail that he brings to the ballpark on a daily basis, that whole staff. I mean, you look how long he, Coach Mack and Coach Kuhn have been there. This will all be their 15th year.
Yeah.
That's unheard of in college baseball. So the camaraderie and continuity that they've built there under his leadership is phenomenal.
Well, and then Eddie Smith was the volunteer on that staff when you were there still too, right?
That's right. That must have been my sophomore year. He was the volunteer. And I think my freshman year, he was the ops guy. So got to know Coach Smith pretty well, and he's doing well up in the Northwest now.
Yeah, and he's been he played here, of course, at Notre Dame as well before he went there, and he's been a pretty good junior college coach in the Northwest. Was there anything that you saw in that young guy like that said, hey, this is going to be a pretty good coach down the line too?
Yeah, I mean, just hearing about him as a player, he made the most of his talent. He fit right into what Coach O'Connor was trying to do, a detailed guy, and you know. Obviously, like I said, he was in the office, I think, that first year, and then on the field coaching first base, and you know, a guy I still talk to a little bit today.
Wrap up our conversation with Jeremy Farrell by asking you just about the fact that, of course, the Red Sox broke the curse in 2004. Your dad managed the Red Sox to the championship in 13, and now you're a part of the Cubs organization as they broke the 108-year curse, the Cubs winning the World Series last year. I would just like your thoughts as a former player and a coach, what it was like to watch Game 7 of the Cubs-Indians roller coaster ride, and then to be handed that World Series ring a few months ago at Four Winds Field, what that particular moment was like.
Pretty incredible. I was actually at Game 7 in Cleveland.
Wow.
Grew up in Cleveland. My dad played and worked for the Indians, so long history with the Indians. So to be able to be there, and you know, my employer on one hand and my childhood team, I guess, on the other, in a ballpark that I had spent so much time with, all the ups and downs and that the game had, it was a surreal experience, one that I'll never forget. And then, you know, you get a World Series ring here on a field that has your name on it. Mm-hmm. That while you probably didn't have a lot or anything to do with it, you still feel part of the family. And that's what the Cubs do so well from top to bottom. We all feel like we're pulling the same rope, and it was awesome.
How important was that rain delay for the Cubs regrouping? Do you think that was a huge factor?
I think so.
Really?
And, you know, everyone's heard about what Hayward and all that did. You know, those are the true leaders and guys that stepped up, and what a crazy thing, awesome thing they did.
Unbelievable. Jeremy Farrell, the hitting coach for the South Bend Cubs, joining us here on Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat. Thanks for doing this. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks
for
having
me. Great to get to know you this year, and we look forward to many more good moments the rest of the year.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Jeremy Farrell, hitting coach for the South Bend Cubs.